Yes, good morning to you. Here we are. It is 9:19 in the morning, and our weather for today. We do have the gorgeous sunshine. I like this. The sunshine going on here today, but it's a little bit chilly out there and windy too, with a high of 55. Breezy early tonight, otherwise clear and colder. Now, don't be surprised if there's some frost in the area. Now, I'm looking here, it says a low of 33, so some of the areas might not get any frost, but if you have any sensitive vegetation, I don't know, if you got the little flowers out there growing or something, just do what you can to protect that. I don't know, cover it up with a blanket or something. I don't know what you do. I have no idea. But then again, I don't have a green thumb. But you guys know what to do. Down to about 33, like I said. Breezy in the morning tomorrow, otherwise chilly. Plenty of sun tomorrow, a high of 45. I'm going to put a smile on your face and let you know Thursday, a high of 51. High of 58 on Friday, high of 61 on Saturday. So it's going to get better, all right? 51 actually is where we are right now in Wildwood and here at 98.7 Coast WCZT. As I've mentioned, it is the first Tuesday of the month, and that means that it is time for the Arc of Possibility. And this is where we find out more about the goings-on at the Arc of Cape May County. And as usual, we have our mainstay, Melanie Collette, who is joining us here this morning. And we also have Byron Lee, the Chief Compliance and Quality Improvement over at Arc of Cape May County. Guys, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks for having us again.
It's always my pleasure. I always look forward to this segment, by the way, because we get to find out about some of the things that are going on. And Byron, thank you for being here today. And I want to ask you, well, first off, just to get people in, you know, maybe who have not heard this segment, let's explain a little bit about who do you serve and what does more than a diagnosis really mean?
Okay. The Arc of Cape May County serves individuals with developmental and intellectual disabilities. We provide residential services, day program services, employment services, behavior support services within Cape May County. And in terms of the question of what does it mean to...
More than a diagnosis. We've heard that before, that it's more than a diagnosis.
So I think simply, we don't focus on diagnoses. I mean, I can't think of a time where the diagnosis really even comes up. I mean, what we deal with is, Robert Hensel probably puts it best. Robert Hensel's a poet, mm-hmm. An author, and I may not have the quote exact, but it's something to the extent of the biggest disability is the inability to see somebody as more.
Oh, that's a great point.
So... I think that's deep. Really.
That's good. I mean, you should say that again.
That's good.
Well, again, I don't know that I have the quote exact, but it's something to the extent of the greatest disability is the inability to see somebody as more.
Yeah, and that's on us.
That's on us.
That's on us. Exactly. So we need to change that way of thinking, and that's why we have this feature every month. Yeah. So we want people to understand.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what the ARC does. Can you walk us through like a day to day what the ARC actually provides for people day to day?
Sure. So again, we provide residential services, which are group homes. Supported apartment living situations throughout the county. Those are community-based. They're homes. Matter of fact, I just had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and she happened to live on the same street as one of our group homes, and she had no idea. So to me, that was a real strength and a real positive in that they are truly, a part of the community.
Yeah.
So that the homes provide them with stability. They provide them with, obviously the housing that they need, but much more beyond that. Our staff are very committed and dedicated to providing lots of different individualized supports.
And it's throughout the whole day too. Like, it's not just like they come in and provide a service. It really is like 24-hour support that they're offered in the homes to make their lives as normal as possible.
It's great because you guys are you're answering my next question. I was going to ask about what do residential services provide. Is there any other things, other services that maybe people need to know about?
Well, I tend not to think of them too much as services and more so as supports. We all need support, right? I mean,
that's everybody.
Everybody needs a support of some sort. So really, that's what we're doing. We're providing them the supports that they need. Their supports vary depending on the individual. But it goes anywhere from, you know, daily living skills to, you know, emotional supports and problem solving supports to just talking about life. And, you know, I probably learn more from them, and they probably support me in a lot of ways more so than we do them.
Well, that's the thing, as you're saying that, I'm saying, honestly, as you're saying, rattling through all the different support services, I'm like, yeah, that's all of us. We all could use that.
Absolutely.
That little help, that little pick me up, you know, a little knowledge, because let's face it, there are things we all can use help. I can use help in a lot of areas, to be quite honest with you. But that's amazing. That really is amazing.
It is. And to the extent possible, they really do. It's not a clinical setting. Like, they truly are homes. And to the extent possible, like, they want to know, like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite baseball team? Whatever it is, just like everybody else. Yeah. And that's how the homes are designed and decorated and catered to, just like you would have in your own home. The stuff that you like to have in your house. They do the same thing with our consumers. And, you know, I love that about what the ARC does.
I love that, too. Very well said, too, by the way. So what does a structured day provide?
Okay. So, you know, I think first and foremost, most importantly, opportunity to contribute, opportunity to have purpose. You know, being able to, you know, have some structure and consistency in your life and know what the day is going to bring and give you a reason to wake up in the morning and smile and know what you're looking forward to. Most of our individuals will transition from the group homes in the morning to their work or job sites, as we call them, day programs. And within those day programs, they're provided with lots of opportunities for daily living skills and things of that nature to learn, recreational opportunities, lots of socialization and engagement. And it's just really where they make connections with one another. They also make connections with the community, especially this time of year. We like to get them out and enjoying all of what, you know, this beautiful county has to offer.
Yeah, I think one of the first, like, really nice days, they went to the zoo. And I was super jealous because that's one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's one of my favorite places, especially on a beautiful day. But they're not just sitting in the house all day, which is really important. You know, our day program, one of the reasons why we moved to the new place out at 1801 North Route 9 in Swainton is because we wanted to expand. First of all, offer the day program to more people, but also to expand what we're able to do there as far as making sure that they stay engaged and part of the community and interact with each other and others. And so I feel like this is an opportune time to mention that we have a great event coming up. We're looking for sponsors continually. It's called Sip in the Spring. It's on May 1st at Cape May Winery. Our honoree, our community champion, is John Lynch this year.
Nice.
So if you are interested, please do hit us up at arcofcapemay.org. And you can send me an email or follow us on Facebook for more information.
Okay, and we'll hit that again at the end. So
100%.
Just remember that information. We'll hit that again at the end for those of you who are like, I can't get a pen. I can't get, you know. So get ready, because we're going to run that down again here at the end. But like, as you were talking about having a structured day, I mean, once again, I don't want to sound like the broken record, but it's like, you know what? That's one of the things I know they tell me here at my work. You need to structure. You need to be organized a little bit more. So I see where this is going and how valuable this is for everybody, which I think is just great. But let's talk a little bit about the fun side. We're talking a little bit about this, starting to hit up the recreation. Because, you know, it's more than just fun. Why is recreation important?
Oh, sure. Well, same reason it's important to all of us, right? It's an opportunity to engage with other people. It's an opportunity to grow and develop, challenge ourselves with, you know, new things, experience new things. And, you know, who doesn't like to laugh and have a good time and smile and just have a time and a break from, you know, the stress of the world. And so, you know, recreation provides all of that, in addition to just well-being and health, you know, and that's critically important. You know, certainly we want to make sure that not only ourselves, but our individuals are healthy in all ways, physically and emotionally.
I was going to say, recreation is a key part of your health, you know, because you think about, like, why does work incorporate the vacation days? And, you know, because you need them, right? You need them.
That's for sure. And just like for us, where it could reduce our isolation, it can reduce our anxiety.
Yep.
You know, the IDD community is more prone to those things because of their situation. And so being in a recreation program really helps get away from that, and really helps to increase their chances of not falling victim to their circumstances.
Yes. You are listening to 98.7 The Coast, WCZT. Right now, we are featuring the Arc of Possibility, finding out about things happening at the Arc of Cape May County. And joining us here this morning as we continue our discussion, we have, of course, Melanie Collette, and we have Byron Lee, the Chief Compliance and Quality Improvement of Arc of Cape May County. Let's talk about, like, what does a typical day look like across these programs?
Sure. So within the group home setting, of course, that's where they're residing, where they're living. They go through the normal morning routines as any house does, and getting ready to get to their next place, their employment, their jobs, their workplace. And they transition out to the workplace. And again, that's the structure of the day, where the daily living skills are going on, the interactions, the forming of relationships and the connections. We're providing lots of different, you know, medical supports and getting them off to appointments. And they're just going about their days and their lives just as we do. Again, the recreation becomes a big component of that as well. But it's really an opportunity to grow, develop, learn, experience new things, and just engage with other people.
And that gets into, like, the final question I had, is that's what kind of impact do you see? I mean, you kind of touched upon a little bit of it.
Sure.
But, like, let's talk about some of the other impacts you see as a result of this program.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I can think of a lot of different examples of what we've seen with change with people. Their resilience is amazing. It's incredible. You know, they manage, you know, the stress of the world in ways that I envy at times, you know. I think we've seen people become more independent, more responsible with certain areas, things that they want control over their lives, and it's our responsibility to make sure that we give them those opportunities to have control. And manage things, anything from simply things like appointments and managing the interactions with their providers around their healthcare needs and managing all of what needs to come with that and decision making with that we have an individual now who was pretty isolated for a long time, and we have him in a setting now, and you know, we jokingly, you know, with him, he's kind of like our receptionist. You know, he's picking up the phone at the home he's in, and he's handling and he's relaying messages, and you can just see the pride that he has and the ownership that he has for living where he does and passing along information, and just it's amazing. So, you know, we see those things all the time.
Okay. Bonus question. And that is, this is not on, this is, I'm springing this on you. And both of you could jump in. Talk about the feelings you have when you see, these people doing amazing things and, you know, and opening up and, you know, I just want to get your personal, feelings and thoughts.
Yeah. You know where to go, don't you?
He's a very good host.
That's the soft spot for me. I'm humbled. I am entirely, incredibly humbled. Not only but what I see from the individuals, but what I see with what our staff do in supporting them and engaging with them and interacting with them. It's really, for me personally, the motivation for working at the ARC. I can't say enough about our staff and what they do and how they do what they do. They're truly doing God's work. I tell them as often as I can how much I appreciate them. The individuals, again, their resiliency is amazing. I learn from them. I think I've been told that I take life a little too seriously and I think too much. And they have taught me and continue to teach me, you know, how to laugh, how to enjoy life. So we all win.
It's a very serious business that what the art does. And the serious business is making sure that the people make the progress, our consumers make the progress that they should make, and that they feel good about it. But you do absolutely learn so much. I've never met such a passionate group of people that are passionate about the work that is done at the ARC. And it's because we're serving great people, a group of people who are really in need of what we do. And once you, when you get to know them one-on-one and you're not just thinking of them as numbers or that person over there or whatever, you're really getting to know them. You become attached just like you would be attached to anybody else. Yeah. And you see them learn and grow and expand. It's a beautiful thing to watch. But the staff, to Byron's point, is so passionate about everything they do and really want to take very good care of them. And so starting from the top on down to the people who work on the ground, who do the everyday, day-to-day care, our DSPs, they are heroes. Yeah. They really are. And making sure that our consumers are living really great lives.
Absolutely. The love, the care, attention that goes into this. And that's why I wanted to ask that, because we need to give you guys a lot of credit as well for what you guys do. So thank you. We've been talking here on the Arc of Possibility with Byron Lee, Chief Compliance and Quality Improvement at the ARC of Cape May County, and of course, Melanie Collette. Melanie, I know we wanted to repeat just for everybody about this big event that is coming up.
100%. We have Sip in the Spring coming up on May 1st at Cape May Winery, 7 to 10. All the information is on the website. You can certainly buy tickets, but we're certainly looking for sponsors to make sure that we don't have any outlay for the event and that everything goes to the support of our consumers and expanding our day program and just continuing to improve in service of the IDD community. So please hit us up at arcofcapemay.org. Like I said, you can buy a ticket or a sponsorship right there, and you can certainly email me for more details.
Okay. Byron and Melanie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And don't forget, we bring you the Arc of Possibility every first Tuesday of the month at around 9:15 or so here on 98.7 The Coast, WCZT. More of the Wake Up Call coming up in just a moment. 98.7 The Coast. Good morning.